Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. My pleasure, as always, to be part of your day. You're going to be excited that you hung out with us a little longer. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you did, because our good friend Kelly Olweiler is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a longtime friend of ours. She's the founder of Kel Bergen Consulting. She's the co-author of Paradoxical Thinking. And as I said, I'm glad to say she's our good friend. Kelly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's always good to be here with you.
It's good to have you back, Kelly. And Kelly, the one of the things I know you want to talk about today is something that happens all the time, either for a short period of time or for a long period of time, and that's an illness or a disability of some kind of the owner of a business. Now, you actually have experienced this, and if my memory serves, Kelly, you actually have experienced being unable to really work in your business twice in the last 5 years or so, haven't you?
That's true. I have.
You had a shoulder problem?
That's right.
That took you out of commission for a while, about 4 or 5 years ago, as I remember.
That's
and you
correct.
And you had an allergic kind of a situation more recently.
Yes.
That really disabled you. And
yes.
And so when Kelly talks about what it's like, I mean, she's a small business owner just like you and me. And when she talks about these issues and how to deal with them, she's speaking from experience, right, Kelly?
Unfortunately, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's on your mind?
Well, one of the things that I know I experienced, and since I developed an illness, which I've had this year, it's forced me to look at other people and what happens in a business when somebody does develop an illness. And I've begun meeting people and interviewing them and asking questions. And there's an awful lot we don't think about, that it's a good thing to start thinking about now. Now, heaven forbid, you know, this doesn't happen to everyone, and you don't want it to happen to you, but it always makes sense to be prepared in case it does, or it happens to a member of your family or a close friend. You can then give the appropriate support and understand what your steps are if it happens to you.
Right. Well, so what are some of those?
Well, I think the first question is to ask yourself, if you did contract an illness that prevented you from working for more than a month, how would you cope? What would
you know?
That
a lot
mean?
Of small businesses out there couldn't even go a month without their leader.
That's right. So maybe
especially
start with 2 weeks and then build it up from there.
Especially if you're a micropreneur, meaning that you are the business.
Mm-hmm.
There are millions of people out there like that. Millions of small businesses out there like that. And I've spoken to them, Kelly, where I've met them where, you know, they literally got sick for a month or so, and they literally, their business went under. I mean, they didn't, you know, they didn't have, it wasn't like they had a, you know, $1 million a year business anyway, but it was, you know, they were trying to grow it, and they basically, you know, went out of business because of it.
Mm-hmm. And I think the important thing for people like us is to ask the question, what kinds of insurance can I put in place? And I'm not talking about the insurance that you pay for.
You're not necessarily talking about
with
a policy.
An agency. I'm talking about the ones you create yourself.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about some of those. Give us an example.
Well, I think building your financial security is major. And when we start a business, we tend to put everything into the business. And unless something like this happens, it makes sense. But at the same time, you have to consider putting some money aside so that you can get at least 1 year eventually put aside.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and you have to consider that as building your business.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case something like that happens.
Now, one thing that this gets a little tricky, Kelly, your advice is excellent. It's spot on, except that it's not a bad thing to reinvest in your business, because the more you can get your business, you can leave profits in the business, the less debt you will have, and the more things will be paid for. And there's nothing wrong with having your company in good financial condition, but where it does get into a problem when you're reinvesting in your company is when you continue to leverage.
Yes.
You put your profits back in and you leverage those profits with other debt.
Yes.
And so that's when you get into a real problem with the banks, when you don't show up every day.
Mm-hmm.
What you're saying is exactly right. And we're going to continue this discussion with our good friend Kelly Ohlweiler right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on MTV. That ain't working.
In a state of exhaustion, press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can get all the things that we do here on the show, including all the interviews where you can stream them by MP3. You can podcast them the same way. You can take fair use possession of our archives, the past interviews that we've done, including the ones we're doing today. So you check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thousands of archives of past interviews, thousands of articles that I've written and my Brain Trust members have written, like our good friend Kelly Ohlweiler. And you can find all about the Brain Trust there, and the books and all the things that they offer are available there. And you can subscribe to my free newsletter, which I encourage you to do. It comes every Sunday by email, gets you ready for the week ahead. Our blog is there. More and more of you are using that every month. We appreciate that. And, of course, you can check out our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, which is just growing by leaps and bounds. Thank you very much for those of you who've been using it. I know you're getting a lot out of it, and because you're telling me that. Kelly Ohlweiler is our guest. We're talking about what happens when the owner of a business gets sick or injured or somehow incapacitated and can't make it to work for an extended period of time, say a few weeks at least, maybe even a few months. And as I'll remind you, Kelly is the author of Paradoxical Thinking, the co-author of Paradoxical Thinking. You know, Kelly, here's a paradox. Many small business owners are really, really good at taking care of their business, just so fastidiously, so disciplined, and in such a disciplined way. They just focus on their own, on their small business. But their personal finances wind up in shambles. That's a paradox, isn't it?
It is a paradox. Personal finances sometimes end up in shambles, and sometimes a family ends up suffering as well. But I think, especially in today, there are so many authors and so many people, for example, on your show, who talk about ways to begin to broaden your perspective of life and business, to pay attention to the things that matter and that in the long term are going to make a difference. I know the questions that the people that I was interviewing who had experienced an illness, the things that they discovered is they didn't really have a system in place that would help them meet their current obligations.
Mm-hmm.
So suddenly you're behind right there, and then you lose those clients. They hadn't thought about, if something like this happened, how do they keep the business from losing ground? Most of them did have health insurance. But today, there are illnesses that aren't covered by most health insurance plans,
mm-hmm.
which are an example of that is environmental.
And the health
illness.
Plan, and the health plan might cover the illness and the medical expenses, but there still may be deductible. But that doesn't cover the time that you're out, the time
exactly.
that you're out of the office. You know, one little thing that people can do, and that I think is a good idea, is if you actually start seeing that you can. that you know, things are going fairly well and you've got a little extra money, why don't you make the big payments, the things that would get you upside down if you miss. You know, there's a couple of things, Kelly, when you're not at work, you got the problem with bringing in the business and managing the business, but also some of the big bills that come due.
That's
every
right.
month, the rent, mm-hmm. and the bank payment and things like that that have to be made on equipment or whatever your big monthly payments are. Maybe make those in advance. Maybe always be 1 month ahead of yourself on those. That doesn't have to be a ton of money. Just make sure that way, if you miss a month, if you're out for a while, you don't get behind on those.
Yes. And, you know, the other thing that happens, and that I don't see people do anything about, is when an illness occurs, it not only affects the business, it affects the family. If you're a married person, you have a spouse and children, what's going to happen? Or if your spouse becomes ill and you've been relying on that income to help you with the business, and suddenly you don't have that, what are the things you have to put in place? The biggest thing I think that should happen when this occurs, or even thinking about it before it occurs, is to sit a family down and say, if this happened, what would we do?
Mm-hmm.
And children are so resilient, and if you include them in the thinking, they're so good at coming up with creative ways that they can help.
And it's good for them to hear these kinds of conversations too, isn't it? Because they don't need to go through life thinking that the world always treats you as you would like for it to.
That's true. And the other thing it does is it brings you together as a family to think about family issues, which we don't have time to do often. But this is one of the things that, because it's so devastating, or it can be if we haven't thought through it, I think everyone who has a business should do. If they're married, they should talk about it with their spouse and their children, what-if scenarios. If they're not, they've got to ask themselves the what-if scenarios.
Right. Well, you know, Kelly, a lot of times it doesn't even take an illness for these conversations, or an injury for these conversations to have to come up. When a business is getting started, a lot of times the family and the business is hit hard just getting the business out of the ground.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I remember way back when I first started my business, back in the late 80s, you know, there were some tough times. And I had some young children. I had one teenager and one that was about to be. And I sat them down at the dinner table, and we talked about these things. And, you know, they got it. So, you know, you may have already had these conversations with your family. You might have to do it again. Tintail, right back with our good friend Kelly Ohlweiler right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Take a highway. Lord, when this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Kelly Ohlweiler, and her last name is spelled Olweiler. And the first name is Kelly with an E on the end, Kelle Ohlweiler. She's the co-author of Paradoxical Thinking, which, Kelly, the book's been out for a while. Is it still available out there?
Yes, it is. You can get it on Amazon.
I'm glad to know that, because it's a very important book, folks. It's the best book I've ever seen that deals with the concept of paradoxes. And, folks, if you're a small business owner and you don't understand paradoxes, you're not going to be as effective and as successful as you could be. Paradoxes are definitely part of your life, and you've got to learn how to profit from them, as she and her co-author Jerry Fletcher have said in the book. Kelly, give us your website, please.
It's Kelbergan, Kelbergan.com.
.com. All right, so check that out, folks, when you get a chance. Kelly, we've talked a lot about how to deal with the mechanical, the financial part of being ill and or being injured or whatever, for whatever reason, being out of your business for a few weeks or maybe even a few months. But in addition to all those things that are business issues, there are plenty of emotional challenges, aren't there?
Oh, there are. And I think that was the one that hit me the hardest, and some of the people I've interviewed, it also hit them the hardest. You know, starting your own business, you generally are a fairly confident person, and the more that you work your business and the more successful it becomes, the more confident you become. And when you suddenly have an unexpected illness that lasts more than a month, those weird feelings of inadequacy start to creep in. I lost self-esteem. I began feeling, and so did some of the other folks I interviewed, that somehow it was my fault that I couldn't overcome it.
What did you do wrong?
Exactly. What did I do wrong? What's wrong?
Maybe you're not strong enough.
I'm not strong enough. Mm-hmm. I'm not the person I thought I was. Who is this person? You go.
And you know, Kelly, not to minimize that what you're talking about for anybody, it really does land on a man doubly.
Yes, it does.
Because we have such a we have this ego thing, and we're supposed to, you know, we believe we can solve problems. We believe we're supposed to, you know, we're supposed to hold up our world. And when we can't do that, that's really rough on us.
It looks like a weakness. And in our culture, men are taught to believe that, and that they always have to be strong. And when something comes in like this, it is like a punch to the stomach that never goes away.
Mm-hmm.
So if this occurs to a man or to a woman, the thing to remember, almost use it as a mantra, is, I will get over this. There's nothing wrong with me that I can't with time overcome. And to be willing to get help. I mean, one of the paradoxes of illness is you have to give yourself over into someone's care.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, at the same time, take responsibility for your own body.
Well, you need to learn how to ask for help, and that's not easy for guys either.
You have to take control, and you have to give it up.
Mm-hmm. You know, guys don't like to ask for directions, and we don't like to ask for help much.
No. But then the question becomes, I ask for help, or do I let my business fall apart?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You got to shuck it down to that kind of base question. What do you think, Kelly? What do you think about the idea of thinking about who your friends are in business? Who are your neighbors? Who are the people that you see on a regular basis? People you kind of like. They're not competitors. They're sort of neighbors. Maybe it's somebody in a civic club with you or something like that. What do you think about saying to them, okay, guys, get two or three of them together and say, look, we're all doing well. We're all healthy, et cetera, et cetera. But if something should go wrong with either one of our business, what if we make a pact right now that we'll come in and we'll try to help the others out?
I think that's a great idea. Creating a community of support before things happen, and you can use them in a lot of different ways. I mean, there are CEO organizations and many other kinds where people get together to talk
Absolutely.
About their business issues. And this is one of the business issues that could come up.
Mm-hmm. So now, there are mastermind
like
groups.
That's a great idea.
Mastermind groups, tab boards, Visage, on and on. A lot of groups like that. But
mm-hmm.
And when I say help, I don't mean that you bring a checkbook. I don't mean that you give money. You just provide, you kind of help hold things together a little bit.
Yes. And you get a chance to talk about how that would work.
Yeah.
So it isn't a surprise.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, I think, and of course, your other support groups, your church, the community, your neighbors, your family, a lot of folks. You just gotta be. It's a good idea to think about this. Maybe develop a plan behind, you know, around this kind of eventuality. Kelly, thank you for being here. Good job today. Thank you for helping us use your example. What's happened to you as an example of how we can deal with an illness or an injury in our small business.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you for being here, Kelly O'Wallah, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I promise. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.